Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amatya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one. Okay, this is introduction, it will be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees, like you can see the table over there. Okay, so it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24, and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts, and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithi is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black. It's given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it. We'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon. That's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Before we get into the tithi part, I just wanted to highlight how to study and how to know your particular tithi which you were born in. There is an app called Jyotish app. I have marked the icon in the description above. Okay, in the slide, you can see that blue box, blue icon with a white fire kind of thing. It is free, it has no attachments, it has no hidden stuff, nothing. Okay, some benevolent soul has made this free for humanity. Use that, plot your horoscope, and you can even see the transit tithis which are going on every single day. Okay, use that. Now let's get into the tithi part. Now let's talk about the 14th part of the tithi. We have come to almost the end of the cycle. So what is Chaturdashi? Chaturdashi represents your natural occult power and your fearless side of your consciousness. Okay, so it is represented by Kali, the goddess Kali, the fierce feminine aspect, or the Kal Bhairava, the fierce masculine aspect. If the angular distance between the sun and moon in your natal chart is between 156 degrees to 168 degrees, these 12 degrees, in this bracket, then you are born on a Chaturdashi day. The element is water and the deity is Kali or Kal Bhairava or Bhairavi even. Okay, so either it is going towards Amavasya, that is the new moon, or it is going towards the full moon, isn't it, on either side. Each one of these tithis is exactly 180 degrees opposite the Shukla and the Krishna part. Now this, as you can see, is a little, appears fierce, but what does appear fierce? To the material aspects, because these deities stand on the other side of time itself. There is no time here, and the element is water. I'm just putting these things together, Kali, Bhairava, fierce aspects. So it is recalibrating your water or emotional body. That's the challenge for these people, to how to handle everything in the water. These kind of aspects that come beyond time, which do not want anything to do with materialism. Let us begin from the top. The psychic abilities for these people born on Chaturdashi are they have natural occult sensitivities and fearlessness. Now put this in context to the natal chart and the 8th house, talking about Scorpio or the 8th house or Pisces or the 12th house. Two houses which are dominantly occult, isn't it? Spirituality, occult transformation, that sort of thing. They are naturally sensing unseen realms, spirits or hidden energies, that which is beyond perception of your three-dimensional eyes, the physical eyes. You can see the psychic eyes or the third eye, call it what you wish. Their psychic gift is mastery of transformation through confrontation with darkness, that which is not perceived. They can see that clearly. Imagine that, seeing that which cannot be seen. They carry the siddhi of fearlessness in the occult path. So if you are born on Chaturdashi and if you have a dominance in 8th house in your natal chart or 12th house, there is that natural tendency to be psychic by default. I mean, these people are really occult masters. How to enhance? You go towards tuning into Kali or Shiva. Mantra sadhana, meaning recite mantras, let the mantras reveal themselves to you. Mantra sadhana is not so much about what it will give you in terms of material stuff, although it will. But the main fruit of mantra sadhana is it is self-revealing. You keep chanting it over and over again, it will keep revealing more and more things to you. This is my experience. And deep meditation practices enhance their power. What to be wary of? Attractive to destructive paths. Don't try to go all or nothing, because now you're going towards the full moon or new moon, isn't it? So you have a lot of power or a lot of access. So avoid any destructive paths. Magic can be either ways. Which way will you use your magic? Don't have misuse of occult power here. They must align with Dharma or the righteous path in their mystical pursuits. If you want to get rid of anything at all, since you have the power, might as well get rid of the shadow, isn't it? Personality, how it plays out. revengeful and self-sacrificing. It's a strange combination, as you can see. How can you be revengeful and self-sacrificing at the same time? These individuals are driven to fulfill their mission at all costs. They might even find themselves in law enforcement, for example, military, for example, self-sacrificing. They often find themselves in position of law enforcement or military, are prone to making hard decisions that impact their lives, as well as other people's lives, of course. Life lesson is letting go of grudges and balancing their intense nature. Here the nature becomes very intense. Why? Because the moon is heading towards full moon or new moon, depending upon Krishna or Shukla. Remedy is performing Narsimha Vrata, meaning the disciplined rituals with Lord Narsimha, the fierce form of Lord Vishnu. Narsimha, half lion, half man. It's a very fierce form. Usually they do it for Mars, especially if your Mars is in a very highly exalted state, sitting in Aries, for example. In your natal chart, and you are born on a Chaturdashi, then you would need to do something like this. Because your fire is too much. Lighting oil lamps outside the house also will help this. Let me read something more from my notes. These people are born revengeful, hold grudges for a very long time, and will get back their revenge. Kind of very hectic, isn't it? Very self-sacrificing mode of living and working. They don't care about themselves and carry out their mission at all costs. They're good for law enforcement and military. There will be times in their lives when they have to take hard decisions to change their lives. They are not conscious about physical appearances. These people may appear very shabby. They are not concerned about outer experiences. See, their moon is heading towards either new moon or full moon. This is a different level of engagement at a creational soul level. So you got to take care of that. Light lamps outside your house, that will be a good way to tide through this tithi for these people. Now let's see the Krishna and Shukla part of this. So what does the Krishna and Shukla part give us? Well, these are two extremities. Now we are going either completely towards full moon or completely towards new moon. So on the positive side, it becomes fearless, bold, and drawn to the mystical. The same warrior who goes out as police or military, army, corporal, or border security force is also drawn towards the mystical. They carry an innate sensitivity to hidden realms and unseen forces. Occult mastery. These people might actually practice something, like even astrology, for example. The ability to perceive and command subtle energies and turn danger into transformation. They might function as night vigils, worship of fierce deities, spiritual protection, or tantric practices. All those who practice tantra have a dominant Chaturdashi in their chart. Constructive and outward going, they empower, transform, and protect in the outward mode, going towards full moon. On the Krishna part, they will be more fearless mystics who thrive in darkness, drawn to austerities or shadow work. Even tantrics who are doing all kinds of black magic, for example. Their siddhi is karmic burning, the ability to destroy inner demons, burn karmas, and finding liberation through confrontation of inner fears. One is going inward, strongly inward now, because it is just 12 degrees away from new moon, isn't it? So what do you do here? You go towards Shiva. Shiva who stands beyond time. Kali who stands beyond time. Perform some meditation, perform some mantra, tune into something else beyond the limitation of materialism. If it is Krishna Chaturdashi, it is quite a strong inward calling. Your soul is calling you to do these kinds of things this lifetime. To burn the inner seeds of karma in the fire of consciousness. That's the dominant drive, what you have come here to accomplish this time. Now let's conclude it with the last one. Purnima or full moon, and the counterpart extreme is Amavasya or new moon. That's next.